The words of Shinran Shonin. The light of compassion illumines us from afar. Those beings it reaches, it is taught, attain the joy of Dharma. So take refuge in Amida, the great consolation.
Jiko harakani amuna asime hikari no itaru tokoro ni wa toki o usu zo nobeta mo o dai am ni o imyo se yo.
So again, good morning and welcome all to this service. Minasan yokoso, honjitsu no go sanpai de gozaimasu. This is again not my usual routine for Memorial Day service. Usually my Memorial Day weekend begins with a drive up the hill, way up, all the way up from where I live down here in San Mateo, up the hill to Skylon. And, you know, it's interesting. You never quite know what the weather is going to be like for those of you who've been up to Skylon. It's right there on the ridge between, sort of right, sort of where the mountains come up to a peak between the San Francisco Bay and the Pacific Ocean. And so there's beautiful views on both sides of the cemetery. But where we gather, you know, we have this nice view of the ocean, but we're right near the ocean, and we're, you know, right inside the fog line. So it can be a little bit overcast here in San Mateo, as it was last year when we set out from the minister's residence. Jeff and I set off for the Skylon Cemetery. And when we got to the cemetery, there was hail coming down outside. And we were wondering, you know, what are we going to do? We had these kind of flimsy little umbrellas, but we're very fortunate that we waited in the car. We got there a little bit early, and just as we were needing to go out and start setting up from the service, the hail let up and the sky sort of parted, and we had beautiful weather for the service. And so, you know, we go up to Skylon, we go to Colma Cemetery as well. There are times, you know, when we get to Colma and the fog can be really thick there too, very different from the weather in San Mateo. We can often do our services punctuated by the sound of the foghorn coming in from San Francisco Bay. But when we go to these cemeteries, we go to the gravesite, we remember the loved ones who are laid to rest there, and we recall the time, in many cases, that we place the ashes either in the niche or in the gravesite there. And we think back to that time in our lives. まあ、このお墓参りをすると、この戦没者をその墓に、お骨を墓に入れたり、納骨堂に入れたときは、それが思い出しますね。One of my most, clear memories of a, service to dedicate a gravesite, at Skylon, happened, on another day when I left San Mateo. It was a little bit overcast, and when I got up to Skylon, it was raining. And it wasn't raining downward, it was raining sideways. The wind was blowing in off the Pacific Ocean, and it was just blowing sideways. as we were setting up to conduct the service. So at that point, you know, they had one of those green, it's like a sort of an astroturf, an artificial grass sort of laid down in front of the gravesite. This was actually going to be placing the ashes into a gravesite in the ground. And so as we stood there and I was doing the chanting there, the wind was blowing and raining, and the wind picked up that green tarp and smacked it into me right in the middle of the chanting. I almost fell over, and I sort of, you know, regained my balance and sort of soldiered on, continued the chanting. But I remember the family who was there laying their family member there to rest in the cemetery. They were all wearing parkas and coats, and I was dressed like this. And I remember they were sort of huddled up in the corner, and I was there chanting, and it just created this really clear memory. And after that, whenever I would see that family and we would return to that spot to do services, they would always say, "Oh, remember that day, remember how it rained," and recalling that experience. And at that time, you know, recalling with the laughter of this unexpected event. And I was probably laughing harder than anybody, at that point. And so, you know, we remember these people who are laid to rest, but we also, we remember that time and that feeling. まあ、私は一回このスカイランでお墓参りをした時に、すごい大雨の中でお勤めしたことあるんですね。雨がもう横に飛んでて風も強くて、ね。で、それも一生がね、忘れられないことあったんですね。 で、まあその家族とまたそのお墓にお墓参りするときは、それはいつもね、思い出に残るんですね。And so there are times when, you know, the weather is raining and it's cold at these outdoor cemeteries. There are times when it's a beautiful sunny day here in California, but our tears are falling like rain because we are so sad to have parted with this loved one. And there's a real sense of clear expression of this transformation when we place the ashes into a gravesite or into a niche, that we have really transformed and our relationship has changed with this person. まあ、納骨をするときは、とても綺麗な晴れてる日でも、雨のようにね、涙が落ちることはあるんですね。それが、このお墓に納骨をするときは、本当にその大きな 人生の変更があったと気づくことが非常に深い気持ちがあるんですね。 I recall, for my case, you know, this month of May, I also remember my grandfather, my mother's side, who passed away several years ago. But I recall going to the cemetery where his grave is with my family immediately after the funeral. The cemetery is actually there on the site of the church that my family helped to found there in Iowa. And so we went to my family to this grave site. And I recall, you know, that sense of finality and sadness. But I also have a clear memory of one of my cousins who, as his expression of his appreciation for our grandfather, wanted to drive a tractor that my grandfather had cherished. And this was one that he had inherited from his own father. So it was a very old antique tractor. And it wasn't like the modern tractors, which basically run like a car. You just turn the key and it starts. It was an old time machine, lots of levers and things you had to pull just to get it started. And I remember him kind of, you know, getting it started and the whole thing is shaking and making this noise, and he's driving it around the property of the church out to the cemetery. And in the midst of all our sadness, I remember we were all watching my cousin as he struggled to drive this old tractor, starting and stopping. And together, you know, we all had a good laugh, you know, and he was laughing too. And we were in that moment together. And now when we go home, when I go back to visit my family, and when we go to visit my grandmother who lives very near to that cemetery, we always stop by that gravesite, and I always recall my grandfather, and I remember that day when he was laid to rest. I remember those feelings of sadness, but I also remember that comfort that I took in coming together with my family. まあ、この私の祖父が祖父が亡くなった時は、もう昔ながらの教会の墓場にね、その棺を埋めたんですけど、その時は私のいとこの一人が、昔ながらの私のおじいちゃんが大切にしたトラクターをね、乗って、その墓に迎えていたんですね。そのおじいちゃんがこのトラクターを非常に大切にしたから、これはおじいさんへの感謝を表すことですけど、もうそのトラクターを運転するのは、今の車みたいに楽にエンジンをかけて乗るのじゃなくて、非常にまあ難しいコツがあるんですね。で、僕のいとこがそれをもう行ったり止まったりする、しながら運転して、みんな家族が笑いました。その悲しみの中に家族の一緒にいるのが、笑いができて、一緒にいる、こういう慰めの気持ちがあったんですね。And so we continue this tradition of our Memorial Day services. We come together as a Sangha at these cemeteries. We return to these places and surely our feelings come flooding back from that time. We have memories. And yet together in comforted by the Buddha Dharma, the sound of the chanting, we find that our sadness is transformed by the light of the Buddha's compassion. This Memorial Day is a very interesting and profoundly meaningful holiday here in the United States. The origins of Memorial Day are said to go back to a cemetery in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, in 1865, right after the end of the American Civil War. And so at this called the Planters Racetrack, this place in South Carolina where many Union soldiers from the northern states had been held there prisoners as during the wartime. And many of them, while being held there, died both of their injuries from battle, but also from illness. Many Americans died during the American Civil War, approximately 620,000. The most deadly war in American history. And many of them died not from injuries on the battlefield, but from illness. And so at this time, immediately following the war, it was the freed slaves and some of the white missionaries who decided that it would be most appropriate to honor these people who had died and were placed in graves there in that location. And so this is the origin of our Memorial Day service, to remember those who have died in war. And particularly, it has this roots of going back to one of the most painful conflicts in American history. The loss of war, the loss of loved ones, the loss of people. And profoundly interesting, because those who remembered the soldiers who had died at that wartime prison camp were not the relatives of the soldiers, but rather those who had deep appreciation for their service and what they had done. アメリカのメモリアルデーという祝日の由来は、この南北戦争、アメリカの南北戦争、内戦の時に、こういう南カロライナ州のところに一つの、まあ、軍人のこういう、まあ、刑務所のようなところがあって、それでもうたくさんの北の方の方々が亡くなって、ね、でその戦争が終わったら、その忍ぶ方々のアフリカンアメリカンの元々同齢であった方々が、ね、その方々に感謝を持ってそのお墓のところにお参りしましょう。お墓にきれいにしてお参りをしましょうというのが、このメモリアルデーの由来と言われていますね。And so as I think about this history, I think this is profoundly Buddhist practice. And it makes sense to me why we have embraced Memorial Day as a time to remember, of course, the members of our Sangha who served and died in military service, but also remembering all of those loved ones who are laid to rest at these cemeteries. because as we gather, as we hear the Buddha's teaching, as we encounter the light of the Buddha's compassion in our community, in our hearing of the Nembutsu, in our mindfulness of the Buddha's wisdom and compassion, we experience this great comfort, this great consolation that we call the Buddha's compassion in the Nembutsu. And so this gathering in remembrance at a cemetery site has long, long traditions in the Jodo Shinshu Buddhist school. It's said that our first temple, the Honganji, began as a site to gather in remembrance, a kind of gravesite memorial for Shinran Shonin, the founder of our Jodo Shinshu tradition. Honganji no 中の歴史で、この墓参りは非常に深い歴史があるんですね。私たちの本願寺というご本山がもともと大谷御廟、親鸞聖人、うちのご開山聖人のお墓であったということですね。So there is a wisdom in the Jodo Shinshu tradition of looking into our feelings of sadness, going to the gravesite,looking into those feelings that come up in our hearts, and then taking comfort in the compassion of the Buddha, finding in the midst of the sadness, the difficulty, the loss of this life, opportunities for practicing compassion and kindness as those freed slaves practiced toward those who lost their lives in the civil war and toward their families, as we all experience when we come togetherat these cemeteries, and together hear the Nembutsu. Because in these words, Namo Amida Butsu, we hear the voice of the Buddha calling to us, assuring us that our loved ones are now at peace through birth in the Pure Land, and that we too are on our journey to awakening. So in the midst of all of this difficulty, all of these challenges, it's important for us to maintain this continuity,with these Buddhist practices of the past that are an expression of the wisdom of the truth of impermanence in our lives and how we may take comfort in the Buddha's wisdom and compassion in these words, Namo Amida Butsu. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, at the cemetery, in your home, in your car, whatever you're doing these days, you can always say Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. And in these words, the compassion of the Buddha arrives at your heart. We feel this deep connection with those who have gone before and who guide us to appreciate the true meaning of our lives. この南無阿弥陀仏のお念仏というのは仏様の呼び声でございますね。いつでもどこにいても何をしてもこの南無阿弥陀仏のお念仏が自分の心に届いて、今のところはお墓に行って手を合わせることができません。というのは非常に、まあ、悲しく思うこと。私も悲しく思っています。でも、どこに行っても、家に行っても、車の中に運転して行っても、何を知っても、南無阿弥陀仏の念仏を通して、仏様の慈悲を聞いて、仏様の知恵を聞いて、先方者とのご縁を感じて、人生の大切さを実感できる。
So I thank you again for gathering in this way, in these unusual circumstances. And I hope that in this way, as we come together, we can take some of that comfort that we normally do from gathering in person. And so in conclusion, I'd like to once again hear these words of Shinran Shonin.
最後にもう一度 Shinran Shonin の言葉をお聞きしたいと思います。
The light of compassion illumines us from afar. Those it reaches, it is taught, attain the joy of Dharma. So take refuge in Amida, the great consolation. Jiko hakaru ni kamurashimu. Hikari no itaru tokoro ni wa hōki o utozo nobetamo.
Namo Amida Butsu, 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 Namo Am